the September 25th, 2017. The time is 10:10 a.m. and we are on day 18 of our CJO session. And Congressman Mason, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Almighty Father God, we come this morning to say thank you. Be with us, Almighty Father God, as we begin this week of decision making and spending and covering our people in a good way, Almighty Father, that they will, the government and the people, the employees, the programs, the leaders, the leadership, Almighty Father God, will have your blessing. We ask for your divine guidance in the things that we do throughout this day. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bufflehead.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Here.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supermom.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton is out on a prior engagement, and Congressman Edwards will be here shortly. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for September 22nd. Congressman Tillman?
Yes, on page 9 and 10, there's amendment number, let's see. At the bottom it says the vote was taken, the amendment passed 5 yeas and 5 nays. And then the next page on 10, it says one failed with 5 yeas and 5 nays.
Okay, thank you. It should be failed on page 9.
Motion to approve the legislative agenda for September 22nd as amended.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the referral. All those in favor as amended. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The referral for September 22nd is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Seeing none. If there are no select committee reports, then standing. There are two bills that they are making copies of right now that need to be reported as in groups. 102 and 104. So, I believe they are on the way, so bear with us for just a moment. What is that?
Move for 5 minute recess.
Okay. He has the original, so he can read in right now. They were just handed to him. Yes, Congressman Tillman, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, Rules and Ethics and Enforcement Committee met on Friday. Bill number ONCA 17-102, an act to authorize and appropriate $947,000 capital asset improvement fund for the listed capital asset purchases and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Maria Wyborn. Final committee action is due pass properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman and Edwards, one absent Hamilton. Next was bill number ONCA 17-104, an act to provide an appropriation for cultural donations in the amount of $93,500 for fiscal year 2018 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Maria Wyborn. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman, Edwards, one absent Hamilton.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Point of inquiry. Those were just reported out of the Appropriations Committee as properly notes, correct? And I'm not seeing them on third reading on today's agenda. Would it be appropriate for me to place them on there right now?
Yes. I penciled them in. I was notified right before we got started. I penciled them in, but yes, that would be appropriate. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 17-102 and ONCA 17-104 on third reading on today's agenda.
Second. It's been Okay, second, and all those in favor say yes?
Yes.
Any opposed, say no?
No.
One no from Congressman Shaw. Okay, if there are no more select committee reports, we'll move on to reports of standing committees. Standing committee reports, Congressman Supernol. Standing committees. Seeing none, introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Seeing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Shaw. ONCA 17-119 is assigned to Health and Social Services. General Order Day 1. Second reading, Congresswoman Buffalo Hill.
Reading an ONCR
17-38, second reading. Resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction of Bank of Oklahoma Financial, N.A., D.O.K.F., Action Act.
Thank you. We're now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1794, an act to establish a summer program to introduce Osages to careers in the health industry at an early age and to appropriate $22,000. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance. ONCA 1794 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1797, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $511,558 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, ONCA 1797 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1798, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $2,416,934 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, ONCA 1798 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1799, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $61,453,024 and to establish an alternate effective date. Amendments to be proposed to this bill. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, I have six. Amendment 1, page 6, section 8, IDC accounting, line 268, salary and wages, strike 845,381. And insert 786996, line 269, employee benefits, strike 309953, and insert 301904, adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
Amendment 2, page 17, section 19, compliance IDC, lines 799, 802, and 806.5, strike IDC. Line 814, strike 266860 for restricted revenue. Line 809, insert 266860 to tribal revenue. Line 810.5, insert 266860 to tribal appropriation.
Second.
Amendment 3, page 43, section 45, gaining enterprise award, line 2109, tribal revenue, strike 215679, and insert 122371. Line 2110, tribal appropriation, strike 215679, and insert 122371. Line 2117, salary and wages, strike 48841. Line 2118, employee benefit, strike 18397. Line 2120, operations expense, strike 10370. Line 2121, conferences, special events, meetings, strike 5400. Line 2122, rental and equipment, strike 5300. Line 2124, indirect cost, strike 19171 and insert 1171. Line 2129.5, equipment acquisition, strike 1000. Adjust totals accordingly. Fourth Amendment. After section 71, museum, insert new section, museum IMLS grant, funded from non-tribal revenue, and incorporate the section in accordance with the budget received September 30th, 2017 at 11:38 a.m. and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
Amendment 5, immediately before section 126, alternate effective date, insert new section, severability clause. If any provision of this act or the application of such provision to any person, firm, association, corporation, or circumstance is found to be unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction, such provision shall be of no force or effect, but the remainder of the act shall continue in full force and effect.
Second.
Amendment 6, after section 125, women, infants, and children, parentheses WIC, insert new section, independent agency consent of spending. For the fiscal year beginning October 1st, 2017, and ending September 30th, 2018, there is approved the expenditure by the Osage Minerals Council, any sum allocated to that agency by virtue of the establishment and perpetuation of the Osage Minerals Estate reserved to the Osage Nation.
Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn, on amendment number 4, you have the copies before us. You stated a different date, September. For clarification, is that supposed to be September 20th?
It's supposed to be September 20th,
it is
2017, 11:38.
Any other, Congresswoman Edwards?
I have a minute. This makes sense. H2. And then in the education budget line 1077.5, under direct assistance, strike 430,000 and insert the following line items and total. College entrance testing assistance, $8,000. Nationwide Sylvan Learning Center voucher, $125,000. Osage County certified tutor voucher, $100,000. Stolen commendation awards, $2,000. Career technology financial assistance, $150,000. Summertime achievement reward, parentheses, star, close parentheses, scholarship, $30,000. College fair, $2,000. STEAM, $5,000. And adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
Okay. Can we have a copy of that, please? Okay. Are there any other amendments to be proposed to ONCA 1799? ONCA 17101, an act providing appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2018. In the amount of $1,458,407 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, 17101 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 17105, an act to authorize and appropriate $352,198 for the merit payments in accordance with the Workforce Pay for Performance Act and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Page 1, line 46, insert new section, whatever the letter it's going to be, severability clause. If any provision of this act or the application of such provision to any person, firm, corporation, circumstance is found to be unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction, such provision shall be of no force or effect, but the remainder of the act shall continue in full force and effect.
Second.
Any other amendments? Okay. ONCR 1743, a resolution to revise the fiscal year 2018 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Seeing none, ONCR 1743 will advance to third reading after engrossment. Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards?
Move for a 15-minute recess to get our papers together to vote on these amendments.
Okay. Motion is on the floor to recess. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
No, I don't know.
What?
Pardon me.
We are in a 15-minute recess.
Is he on for a whole?
What?